Welcome back to the Canby campus of the Minnesota West Community and Technical College, the 25th annual extravaganza going on, highlighting some of the programs here. We talked with Andy Hoffman, a first-year diesel instructor a little while ago, about the diesel program, and there's dental assistant programs, electrician, power line technology, solar technician, wind energy technician that Canby campus is known for. They're serving lunch from 11 to 1 o'clock today. That's by the Midwest Cattlemen's Association. We'll be talking to them as well, and I'll get my burger here in a little bit as well. But when you walk in the diesel maintenance program building here, it's a big building. It's got a lot of equipment in, a lot of combines, tractors, diesel trucks, semi-trucks. When you walk in the front door, you'll see a rock climbing thing put up by the National Guard, and Bobby Bauman joins me right now from the National Guard. Hi, Bobby. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, you're part of the diesel program. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Like you said, my name is Bobby Bauman. I've been in the Guard for 26 years. I'm a diesel mechanic, military technician, and we're just out here today. We've got a few of our bigger trucks out here, some equipment, mobile shop we have sitting inside here in this nice shop. There's a big PLS truck sitting outside, and there should be a small unit support vehicle showing up.
Oh, nice, nice. So people can climb that wall, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I thought they were going to ask me to try it when I walked in, but I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a recruitment little station that you guys got out front there.
Yep. There's the recruiters out there. They're, you know, showing people around too, letting them walk around the trucks and handing out their flyers.
How many years did you say you were in the Guard?
26.
26. Wow. Well, thanks for your service.
Oh, thank
you.
What
part of the, what group are you with?
The National Guard. My unit is Appleton, Minnesota,
okay.
And I'm attached out to Bravo Battery in Madison, Minnesota.
Okay, and so you work out of, you're the diesel and maintenance guy, you work full-time for the Guard?
Yep, I work full-time for the Guard, a business called FMS4 in Wilmer, Minnesota.
Okay.
And I've been there for almost 9 years now. So.
Okay. Someone's listening and considering going in the Guard, what could you tell them?
It's a great opportunity. I love my job. I'd stay in, like, obviously I've been in for 26
years.
So
you got to love it.
Yeah, I still enjoy it.
What do you love about it?
I just like just all the people you work with. You know, joining the National Guard is a great opportunity to make a bunch of friends. You meet a ton of people. You get to travel over and see different things. Not all of them are
fantastic, right?
But you got to take the good with the bad. But just lifelong friends that you make along the way, you know, is something you never forget.
Right. So you help maintain the National Guard equipment and stuff, I suppose, huh?
Yep. We support a whole bunch of different units around the state. I think in total we probably support 600 to 700 pieces of equipment. So
they all
roll through our shop and we maintain them. And you know, if anything breaks, they all get fixed. So
somebody that's in the diesel program here in Canby wanted to join the Guard. That's right up their line, then, huh?
Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah, but we'll take engines out and, you know, do small repairs on them and troubleshoot all the electronics and sensors and whatever all goes wrong with them, just like any other shop.
A lot of benefits about being in the Guard too, isn't there?
Oh yeah, there's bonuses out there for, you know, areas and reenlistment.
Okay.
You know, pays pretty good.
Pays pretty good. All right. Well, thanks, Bobby, for going on the radio here with me, and it's quite an event they have here, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for those burgers I can smell.
That's how the cattlemen tease you. They put them on early and get the smell rolling through the building, huh?
Yeah.
So, I want to encourage you, if you come out to the extravaganza today, the first thing you see is the National Guard right outside the front door there. So, stop by, say hi, and sign up, right?
Right.
Okay. Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Bobby Bauman, the maintenance support team chief for Bravo Battery out of Madison, Minnesota, here at the extravaganza going on here at the Minnesota West Community and Technical College. And we'll continue with our live broadcast here throughout the day.